Hello, my name is Sandra Ridley, and I'm going to read a few poems from Post Apothecary, my new book of poetry published by Pedler Press this fall 2011. Rest Cure. Before running a nightshade and wormwood in a topiary maze. Before hawthorn punctures her arm, poison-tipped. Before a peck of stones she handpicks or pockets, she is camphor doused and blinded by a fold of wool, wet and held tight to her eyes. Before his screen and clips in the red light and darkening, his hands pressed forward to his switchboard and mirror, apparatus of the in-out and charged. Before her fluoroscopic diapositive and the smell of two kinds of heat, nothing left hidden in her body. Before and after, there is only this, four corners to a room, and the others pounding at the door. Corset unstrung. She frets, swirled thick and unfit on plum cordial, and her wish for nothing but a tumbler of cold water. Fog wiped from a looking glass. What should be her face isn't, instead an uninhabited hollow, a starveling sidelong glance, skin wraithed by pale opiate. A mirror rot fetch spins liminal, glooms cryptic, forsakes her. For all the corruption in her body, she is linen-wrapped and straight-racked under his muslin tight sack as salt stains and curves bead from sternum and down leather strapped by collarbone. Behind unpapered walls, she is held and suspended, not heavy and dragging or veiled by sulfur, but slight, slight and swinging. Fully encased in his plaster cast, she is strung from above for a fortnight, blood on her bitten lip, a lick of rain on a boarded window, her aberrant crack of light. In a spun web or sarcophagus, silk or lithic stone, for 365 days or none, her solace a sun-slit sky. Saltpeter eyes open to shadow flickers, image flits, then forcefully shut after his pry of scrying knife. In a cocoon of luna moth or star shroud, she lies or swings there in her hectic flush, tenter hooked and breathless, coughs, seethes. Her words tangle in gasped strangled speech, and a bell rings, and again his voice in the hall recedes. And a couple of poems from later in the book from a section called Phantasmagoria. Nettle whipped to a muscle twitch and a kick, or her jaw clenched in trismus to a salt lick blue, until a catatonic hum and a switch clicks and reflects her cornea lacking. Flit of lid, eyelash, eye stroke, wet oubliette hole filling in. Catacombed where she half slept, unwatched and bleach drunk, she, I clasp an ivy strand of hair, a penny from the wall. Twined, trussed, dilated, light blinded by the lift of a keyless latch, floor pressed and false sucker numbed, an incubus susurrates with a red apple and an open palm, she unswallows him. I in relation to, I in a different way, I in whole or in part, my sugar cube in her mouth keeps his taste away. Clamoring bush blind, bluffed by hush breath, huffing his punch drunk throat scent or underside, bare skin, stroked along a cut line, unbeckoned, slack sashed, kneeling with trickles of shame sweat or snail slime, not her lush rustling, but briar body raw and unsnugged, clamoring unbuttoned, murk stumbling from legs blained ferns, lax bracken, lapsed halothane, halcyon, her chloroform stained summer. Thanks for listening.